Our Sunday mornings are always blessed by watching YouTube online mass by Father Jerry Orbos. Father Jerry has a way with words that just captures you, and his beautiful Easter homily today is no different. He poses a question: do you have a COVID mentality or an Easter mentality? COVID mentality is a mentality marked by fear, cynicism, disappointments over the government's actions, and even more fear about being infected by the virus. Understandably so. But he challenges us to move beyond the COVID mentality and level up to have an Easter mentality. An Easter mentality is a mentality marked by faith, hope, prayer, joyfulness, laughter, and generally a positive disposition that amidst all this death and suffering is an unwavering trust in God who knows everything. To say that the past year has brought about unprecedented pain, deaths, suffering, fear, anxiety, and a relentless hopelessness is simply an understatement. And yes, it is so easy to lose hope when you see deaths being tallied globally on a daily basis. It is so easy to lose hope when you hear a family member succumb to the disease, go to the hospital, be turned away as all hospitals are full capacity, while we all await our turn at the vaccine that is trickling in our developing economy. It is so easy to fear the future, fear our lives, fear loss, experience loss, and just think about how scary it is to think you or your loved ones will be infected or has been infected by the crippling virus. I must admit that many, many times I did lose hope. I feared, or still fear, for my family, and most of the time I forget to pray, and was just rendered sleepless over anxiety that at any given time, me or my family members will be randomly infected when we go out for a grocery or just receive our deliveries. It is so easy to have a COVID mentality. But when I woke up to this beautiful sunny Easter morning, and after attending Mass earlier, I realized that no matter how hard, we must give ourselves a chance to have an Easter mentality. A mentality that thanks God for all that we have, that trusts Him that amidst all this chaos, He remains in control, and have a heart that asks, "Here I am, Lord, how can I serve you?" For it is today, on this meaningful Easter Sunday, that we are called, no, we are challenged to have an Easter mentality, to have hope. A hope that nourishes, a hope that comforts, and a hope that wipes all our COVID fears away. For we know that God remains true in us and within us, looking over His creation and seeking faith from His people. For He is stronger than the virus. He is stronger than our doubts, and He is stronger than our fears. For He has risen, a shining example that faith can overcome death, and God's love overcomes pain, suffering, sorrow, and sin. That God's Easter message calls us to hope, and spread that hope with each kind word to a friend, a warm message to a sibling, an encouraging chat with a colleague, and a powerful petition to our loved ones who suffer through this debilitating disease. That this too will all end. We just have to stay faithful, stay true, and stay ever hopeful that only God and no one else can truly remind us of what real Easter hope is all about.